BlogTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second and you happen to be on Twitch and you have an Amazon Prime, well, you can link that to your Twitch account and create a Twitch Prime, which you can then use to subscribe to any channel. It's free. It applies to any Amazon Prime. And you know how you check that? There's a little purple button up above the screen. You just click on that and see if you have one available. And if you'd like to use it here, well, we'd certainly appreciate that. But there's no pressure. But use it here. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Use it here. Which is at WTR Live on Twitch. At Wild Talk Radio. At Rack Radio Show. At Lindsay Ward on Twitter. Facebook, RackRadioShow.com. All that fun stuff.
And I should note that it works just as well if we just don't happen to be on the air at the time that you'd like to use it. It still works.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Just saying.
And I appreciate anyone who retweets, likes, follows Twitter at Rack Radio Show or at Wild Talk Radio and tweets about the shows, whatever we do, whether it's secreted, Scoop in the Rack, Fortnite with friends, whatever have you. I appreciate everyone who does it because it helps support the thing and stuff like that.
I just freak out when I have 10 Twitter notifications and I have no
idea
why.
She doesn't like being social.
I like being social.
No, she doesn't.
I just freak out when I haven't looked at my phone in a while and all of a sudden I come back from like 10 notifications. That generally means something bad has happened or we're doing a show. I'm not entirely sure which. I tend to err towards we're doing a show, but every once in a while it's something bad has happened. And yeah. So I just tend to like freak out because it's like, why do I have 10 notifications? Because I knew you just sent the tweet too. That was the thing. Like, I knew one of them was from you, and it's like, why do I already have 10? You just sent it, like, 2 seconds ago. But that's okay, but we appreciate it. I appreciate it. It just freaks me out. A little bit. Anyway, we have a lot to get into tonight, because apparently all the news broke today. So, huzzah for that. We're also going to be talking a little bit about the Fortnite Pro-Am that was this past weekend. And in case you're not paying attention, Fortnite Duos, the final qualifying round is tomorrow for the World Cup. So that should be a good time had by all because, yes, people are going to get sweaty. can't wait to watch it. And we're also doing SmackDown NXT, all your favorites, and we're talking a little thing about, you know, Stomping Grounds, the show that apparently everybody likes to stomp on. So, we're not going to do that, but we are talking about it tonight. So, I say we don't waste any time, and we get right into the news, brought to our friends over at mbgfilms.com. What do you say?
It's youtube.com/mbg1211, not mbgfilms.com.
Whatever. I'm sorry.
MBG I Films was distracted. The NBA draft. Sorry. Sorry. Things. Let's go.
News. You're the producer. Produce the show.
Okay. You tell me what to produce? You want me to produce? Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Okay. Normally, we wouldn't start with the Blame Brents, but we have to start with the Blame Brents this week for a very special reason. First things first, Lars Sullivan is out with a knee injury.
Which will keep him out up to 9 months, supposedly.
Blame Brent.
That's unfortunate for him. Colt Cabana is injured with a hematoma in his quadriceps.
Blame Brent.
Ow. And last but certainly not least, he just couldn't resist.
He just had to do it.
A long time coming.
The system would be the second time he made the list.
But it's been a while. Our very own Brent with a knee injury.
Blame Brent.
He was rounding the bases, and then one thing led to another, then crack, snap, a pop, and he's sort of,
he's out of commission for a minute.
He's hurting at the moment. So send all your best wishes to At King Kittens, because he's a little hurt right now, because he tries to be athletic and run the bases, and, well, you know.
Feel better, Brent.
You know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's more athletic than all the rest of us combined. So, you know, I'm not gonna.
See, I'm just limping. He's just limping. I'll be fine. Just need tons of Advil and ice.
Did you go to the doctor, Brent?
There is no chance in hell he went to a doctor.
Did you actually go to the doctor?
No,
or are you just gonna, like, carry on, like, dragging your leg behind you, kind of like you did in the winter?
He's just gonna keep dragging it around for a while.
I don't want to hear you, like.
He's just gonna power through and.
Go to a doctor.
He's going to use the knee brace he bought it somewhere, I forget where he said, and just hobble through it.
Actually, I shouldn't talk because of
yeah,
my foot.
I know you can't talk either. We're just, I'm just going to let that slide and let you be.
It's feeling better. Anyway, moving
Should I hit the button for that one too? Anyway.
We never got that in there.
We never did. We let that one pass, didn't we?
Well, because I didn't think it was originally, it was broken.
Yeah. Anyway,
when a big story broke today in terms of the Bella Twins, first and foremost, it has been confirmed that Total Bellas will be airing for season 5. So congratulations to them. You can have that, you know, hear that review on the Rack Extra Total Bellas when it comes back out. There's no confirmation on when it's going to air, you know, the episodes, but. We are getting a season 5, yay.
We're getting season 5. They mentioned that on the Tonight Show. Also mentioned on the Tonight Show that Nikki Bella's retirement came from that she herniated another disc in her neck above where she had surgery, and that apparently she has a cyst on her brain.
Ow.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for her. So it's sad that Nikki is 100% done. Thank you, Nikki, for everything that you did, but she's clearly moving on to bigger and better things, so go her.
Okay. I need to mention something from chat. Bulbul, he's like 7'7". That dude is thin, but huge.
Who?
Bulbul. He's an NBA player. He's going to be an NBA player. He's 7'7".
Skinny. Oh, see that lanky-looking dude?
He's a skinny dude, but he is tall. Like, I saw him in his suit, and he's just all legs. It's like, God.
If you're 7'7", you better be all legs. I mean, otherwise, that's awkward.
I mean,
you're just like all torso and these short, stumpy little legs. That would be weird.
He's all legs. Anyway, tangents. Moving back onto news presented by MBG Films.
YouTube.com/MBG1211.
His dad was 7. Oh, he's 7'2". I thought he's 7'7". All right.
He big. All right. He's big. Look for him to be in WWE.
Oh, he's 7'2". His dad was 7'7". I knew I saw 7'7". Still,
what the hell are they feeding these people in this family?
I don't know.
And where do I get some? I could use some of that height. You know, I have cabinets that I cannot reach the third shelf on because I'm short.
But they're finished and new and fancy.
And in. And anyway.
And in.
And in. Most importantly, they're installed.
Yeah.
Except for one door. Anyway. I digress. Some other news coming out of WWE is that Mike and Maria Kanellis have signed a brand new deal with WWE, so congratulations to them.
Five more years, which will be the new stock standard contract for WWE superstars.
And hey, you know what? Cash them checks. Don't blame them. Cash them checks. Speaking of signing new deals, BT Sport will be the new home of WWE in the UK and Ireland in January 2020. Raw, SmackDown, and WWE's monthly pay-per-view events, including WrestleMania, will all be available on BT Sport Box Office. This is a change. WWE did leave Sky Sports, I believe it was last year? Or this year?
Just recently, so. Or, well, I guess in 2020, their contract's up, so they'll be ending their deal with Sky Sports this year, so.
The end of an era.
It's been like 30 years, so. Money talks when new networks want to grow and they're offering tons of money at you. You just go.
You just go. Speaking of being offered tons of money, WWE and Netflix are in bed together. Is they're going to be making movies together?
Yeah, there's a new movie. Their first movies with The Miz, Kofi, and Sheamus called The Main Event, I believe.
It should be interesting.
That should be interesting. So, yeah, they're going to be making Netflix movies now, which is a good deal for them. Like, legit, this is a good move for WWE. Instead of trying to go to box office and what have you, putting it on Netflix, it's like you're guaranteed success there and you have more reach in terms of an audience to see the product. So that this is nothing but positive for the company. So good job.
Absolutely. And also that, you know, Netflix can probably help them produce a little bit better product. Not to say that their product is bad, but WWE films have a reputation of not being good. I think the most successful films are probably See No Evil and I would guess the Marine franchise overall, but I mean all of them have been pretty, yeah. So it will be interesting to see what they produce here. Side note on Sheamus, by the way, if you don't follow him on Instagram, the dude is in like the best shape of his life. It's ridiculous.
Also, what, 40 pounds?
Yeah, he's like I think he said he's down to like 225 or 230, something like that, and he's just straight up ripped. So I don't know what he's, you know, I don't know if he's retired or not, but he's out there posting topless pictures on Instagram, and I salute him for that, because thank you very much. That makes my morning generally every morning at work, so thank you. He is doing us all a favor. Just saying. And I have no transition for that, so we're going to go back to throwing the money and breaking new ground and all that other stuff. And, well, WWE is breaking new ground at the ESPYs. They'll get their own category this year.
That was surprising.
I think that's cool.
Oh, it's really cool, but it's like, that was really surprising that that became a thing. But it's cool nonetheless. It's best WWE moment of the year. The nominees are Roman Reigns returns to WWE Raw after battling leukemia. Becky Lynch wins both the WWE Women's Championships at WrestleMania. Kofi Kingston wins the first WWE Heavyweight Championship, his first WWE Heavyweight Championship title at WrestleMania, and Ronda Rousey wins first Raw Women's Championship title. I know what should win, but I know what will win.
Well, you don't know. We'll have to see. But yeah, I have a pretty good idea what's going to win.
Yep.
Moving on, because the ESPYs are not the only place that WWE is going to be getting an award or two. They're also nominated at the Teen Choice Awards. So this follows up being nominated at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. Mm-hmm. So they've had quite a year on the award circuit.
Yeah, they're also trying to get an Emmy nomination as well. John Cena is nominated for Choice Action Movie Actor for his role in Bumblebee. The Bella Twins are nominated for Choice Female Athlete. Okay. I guess, no, technically, yeah, they did wrestle this year. AJ Styles is nominated for Choice Male Athlete. And Bumblebee is Choice Action Movie.
Hey.
When it comes to the ESPY thing really quick, it probably won't be one that's aired on the telecast. It'll be one of the off-air telecast ones. Because there's a lot of them, so that's where that will be. So it's still cool.
Ash, I don't think Vince paid anything for the ESPY spot. It's the working relationship with ESPN and WWE, where they're kind of sort of like supporting each other on the back end. That's probably where it came from. But it's still cool because the ESPYs are the athletic awards, and the fact that you have professional wrestlers being recognized as athletes is a huge step forward, because they were always kind of a joke in the sports world, and they do put their bodies on the line, and they are in incredible shape, and they do a lot, in some cases more than what the what could be considered the legitimate sports.
Yeah. Another thing about the ESPN thing, ESPN was interested in getting SmackDown Live. They made a play for it, but they could not finish it, find the time slot for it for them, so they could not guarantee, or I should say, they couldn't guarantee the time slot 52 weeks out of the year, which is why they did not land on ESPN.
Yeah, but they were very, very close, I think, at one point. But, you know, while ESPN may not have landed SmackDown Live, they may have landed The Miz.
Yeah, he'll be a part of this year's Celebrity All-Star Game in a few weeks, so... He'll be back in it. I think he was in it last year. So, and this is in Cleveland, his hometown. Should be cool.
Yeah, so that'll be fun for him. So yay, go Miz. And on the more education side, this is quite a week for WWE in terms of external ventures.
Which is great because it gives us news.
Right. A case study on WWE will be part of Anita Elversey's The Business of Entertainment, Media, and Sports course at Harvard Business School this fall. Okay, I'm just going to say this because me personally, where the hell is my goddamn wrestling course in college? Where is that? You would think by now that somebody would have gotten it, not to take it away from this lady, but somebody would have gotten a course on professional wrestling into colleges. Like, there's Harry Potter courses and there's all kinds of other stuff, but goddamn WWE, nowhere to be found. So this is cool that it's actually being put into college.
Mm-hmm.
What colleges have wrestling? Where are they? Tell me. Tell me, Devils fan, where are they, please?
Because
it sure as hell wasn't at the one I went to.
Anyway, moving on. We have one Impact Wrestling note to talk about. Scarlett Bordeaux has been released from her contract with the company. She'll be moving forward elsewhere. They wished her the best of luck in her future endeavors. There's been some issues with her and her boyfriend. Her boyfriend, Killer Cross, is still staying. He should never went on a podcast and spoke about his feelings until he was released. Then maybe he would have gotten released. She was smart, and she kept quiet. And yeah, dude, okay, this goes to anyone out there, men and women. When you see a wrestler, whether they're male or female, by the guardrail, you don't grope them.
Like he went for it, and that was wrong. That was, like, legit. Like, he actually grabbed her arms and held her arms at her side while he went for it. Like, it was disgusting. Dude, that was not cool. Not cool at all. And what's really sad is that she didn't realize it had happened until after she went back and watched the tape.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even know.
Because you're in the heat of the moment, you really don't know. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so it's like, that had to be, that's, like, twice as bad. So yes, if you're at ringside, like, it's okay to pat people on the shoulder, although some people get a little excessive. Do not grab anybody. Do not grab anybody inappropriately. Please remember that wrestlers are people too.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the news presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. This next segment is presented by Creator Code Rocket Sock and the Fortnite Item Shop.
Here, what?
We're here to talk about the Fortnite Pro-Am.
Yes, which was this past weekend, wrapping up Epic Games'
Summer Block Party.
Summer Block Party, which was, pardon the pun, epic. If you went to E3 and, you know, you're out there and you want to share your E3 stories, please tweet us at Wild Talk Radio or at RackRadioshow.com, because we'd love to hear it.
RackRadioshow, not .com.
Sorry, at RackRadioshow. It's a habit. Leave me alone.
Yeah, we're not talking about death. So we're moving on. It's unfortunate. Death is unfortunate, but we're trying to keep upbeat right now. Anyway. So moving on. So the Fortnite program was really cool. You had 50 pro players and 50 celebrities playing. You had the people like Marshawn Lynch. You had Jay from Jay and Silent Bob in there. You had Xavier Woods.
Yeah, Xavier Woods was there. He was playing. There was a lot of smack talk at Xavier. People kept calling him out. But you know what? Well, Xavier did not win the actual pro-am. I would just like to personally say, our man, the Unicorn King, mm-hmm, won Best Entrance. You can't top what Xavier Woods did. He had a crown, a legit crown with a unicorn horn. He had the kingly cape with the ermine line. He had gold pants and a live mic. somebody at Epic Games believed him when he said he needed a live mic. He got it, and he cut a promo on everybody. But it was beautiful.
They also cut promos on him as well, so that was...
Yeah, there was a lot of smack talk being thrown, and I very much appreciated all of it. Jordan Fisher was there, who's literally the sweetest human being on the planet and cannot talk crap worth anything, but he tried really, really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Bless him.
Oh, yeah. What they did and what they put together for the program was fun and entertaining. You got to see some personalities come into play, and it was a lot more competitive than last year, because they played arena-style rules this go-around, for the most part.
Yeah, this was not World Cup. This was basically kills counted, and you got points for kills. And so, yeah, people went for it. And you still had a congested in-game, but you had a much less congestion than you typically see in the World Cup. And it made the games more exciting to watch because, I mean, honestly, if you're sitting there at home or if you're watching it in the arena setting that they had, you know, people hold up in one-by-ones waiting for end circle. That's not very exciting. So they wanted to make sure that essentially people put on a show.
And they did. The people put on a show, and that was awesome. Speaking of putting on a show, we mentioned Xavier Woods. Some of the pro players decided, well, we're going to call out Woods. So, here.
Take a listen in and what the competitors' thoughts are on the WWE Champion.
June 16th, this Sunday. Xavier Woods, I'm coming for you. Me and you, mano y mano.
Yo, listen, Xavier Woods. I know you're stronger than me. I know you're bigger than me. But it doesn't matter. Because today, I'm coming for you on the game. And you're going to get laid out. Just like everybody
T-foo.
Else. You better watch out, buddy.
Xavier Woods, you may be bigger than me.
Valkyrie.
Heavier than me, taller than me, but I'm pretty scrappy. And I'm gonna mess you up.
Xavier Woods, this is Tim.
Okay, before I go to Tim's, she's just out there. She's trying to act all tough. She's small. She's just trying to, like, act all tough. And she's trying to... She can't keep a straight face.
She's so cute.
Yeah. So here's Tim.
Tim the Tat Man, I'm coming for you. You may be a little bit stronger than me and my friend Jay, but I think the two of us, you could probably, you know, wombo combo you, so you better watch out, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Better watch out.
You better not find me, Xavier. I got you for 5 minutes. 5 minutes of playtime.
And that was Ninja, by the way. So they called him out. And then this.
WWE superstar Xavier Woods. A.K.A. Austin Creed, A.K.A. one-third of your boys, the New Day! And I proudly present to you my partner, a man who has traveled over 18 million miles to be here from the Netherlands. He is the first Dutch athlete to participate in the Fortnite Pro-Am tournament. I give to you, Royalistic! Now, as you fine people here in attendance just saw, every team is talking trash about us, and that is because they know exactly what we know, and that is that we are the best team here in this tournament. I don't care. We don't care whether you're Marshawn Lynch and Ninja. We don't care whether you're Chris Denker and Chris Thompson. Because one thing will reign supreme at the end of the night. We will be standing tall as your Fortnite Pro-Am champions. And that is because we are the Unicorn Kings.
He's holding a scepter, has a crown with a unicorn horn on it, and they the cuddled bearskin leading the charge in the back.
It was just amazing. Like,
fantastic.
Again, somebody, Xavier Woods, somehow convinced them to, like, give him a live mic and just let him go. It was just great.
It was awesome. So,
and
yeah.
Ash, yeah, that's very true. So the Pro-Am this year was a lot more fun than it was last year. They condensed it down instead of having it across 2 days like they did last year. They had it down to 4 games.
No, last year was only 1 day.
No, it was 2. They were saying it was 2 days.
No,
it may have been.
No, the Pro-Am games were there were 2 games. Last year was 2 games, not 2 days, 2 games. This year was 4 games.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, it was 4 games and all the games count. No, it was four games last year because they had three warm-up games, and then they had one game that counted because that's the one that Ninja won.
Yeah, the one that counted. This all four counted this year.
Yeah, all four counted this year, and the set was really cool because instead of having it in an open-air stadium where everybody was dying from the sun like they did last year, they had it in an enclosed space this year. And they had everybody, like, all the gamers were in this, were in a stage set area, but they were covered so the audience couldn't see them, but they had, like, TV screens up. So everybody could see them on the TV screens. And, yeah, it was all lit up, and it was, like, it's hard to describe. Like, it sounds like, okay, whatever. But, no, it was really, really a very cool set. You had all the casters running around. And yeah, this was really neat how they did this year. This was much better planned.
Between this and the creative showdown the night before, they put on a hell of a weekend.
Epic dropped some money. You can tell Epic dropped some money, but it was well worth it because, yeah, they did a good job with this. I don't think this was as full as what it was last year, but it's hard to tell.
I believe they had like 75% of the forum filled.
It was an awkward night because it's Father's Day, it's a Sunday, and like I think everybody was getting out of town from E3. So, but I mean, yeah, they still had a really good crowd.
Yeah, they had like 10 to 15,000 people there. They did great. It was a great time had by y'all. They put on a hell of a show. Go back and watch it if you haven't watched it. They gave $3 million to charity on Sunday. They gave a bunch on Saturday as well. So yeah, it's great. Fun stuff. I enjoyed it. If you haven't seen it, it's twitch.tv/Fortnite. You can watch the replay there.
Ding. All right, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
All right, I'm going to say this. Because I need more of this in my life so much. I just need Tyler Breeze and Velveteen Dream to continue to flirt with each other because yes. Just yes.
The show is about the Undisputed Era. Because now that Cole is the champion, this is now their NXT, including that the show needs a little bit of an upgrade, a little new Undisputed image change. So they have their own Undisputed Era NXT intro, which is great.
The fact that somebody got paid to make that and just was told literally just cut all Adam Cole, like just all Adam Cole, is just incredible. Because that was either somebody hated doing that or that was somebody's dream come true to like, just yeah, we just need you to look at tons of video of Adam Cole all day and select the best video snippets and put a video package together.
And there you go.
I mean, honestly, I could get paid to do that. I would be fine with that.
And they're basically, Adam Cole put everyone on notice. There's nobody in the locker room, from Mr. Regal to even Triple H, who can touch the Undisputed Era once they all get their belts. The Velveteen Dream cuts them off. Dream said he would like to touch Cole.
I know.
Dream says a durable of all the things Cole said. Dream said the only factor that matters is the NXT is Dream over. Dream said the NXT championship would look amazing paired with the North American championship. Roderick Strong said it should be Dream on because that's not going to happen, but he should be the NXT North American champion so we know where that's going to go possibly. And then Matt Riddle shows up and he's talking about it. And then Adam Cole came back with the best line. Cole said Riddle can go back to writing online reviews for wrestlers from the Attitude Era.
That was a nice little shot. That was great.
The crowd started. Some of the people got it and started chanting for Goldberg. That was great.
That was well played. I'm not going to lie. By the way, we forgot to mention that Kyle O'Reilly took credit for making the video package.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Cole then was interrupted by Tyler Breeze. And he was talking Mr. Regal, and he said he doesn't care about Undisputed, who's better looking. He said he's the best looking.
Took offense to that.
So did Riddle a little bit. Tyler said he only cares about Undisputed, trying to take credit for a brand before any of the Undisputed idiots were even here. The fans start chanting, OG, OG. And then Tyler announced Regal has booked a 6-man tag. Velveteen Dream, Matt Riddle, and Tyler Breeze against any three members of the Undisputed Era. Good opening segment.
Very good opening segment. Very entertaining.
Damian Priest defeated Raul Mendoza. in a quick little squash. Simple and effective.
Who was Damian Priest again? He was... I know he came from somewhere else.
Punishment Martinez. I am probably completely wrong, but I might be also right.
Okay. All right. Because he looks kind of familiar, but I don't remember. But yeah, he was impressive. I'm trying to figure out when Raul Mendoza got hot, because I'm not sure when that happened, but...
Yeah.
It was a thing.
It was. He was Punishment Martinez in the Ring of Honor.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But yeah, this was a good little match. I'm looking to see more what they do with Damian Priest, because he's kind of the new-ish Aleister Black. Like, they have to have sort of a dark, scary character, and so he's filling that role very nicely.
So, NXT has a lot of talent. So much so that a lot of it can't get on TV a lot. Which is why we're going to have a NXT breakout tournament featuring wrestlers who have really not been featured on television, including Jordan Miles, Boa, Cameron Grimes, who was the former Trevor Lee, Isaiah Swerve Scott, which was Shane Strickland, a.k.a. Killshot, Dexter Loomis, you might remember him as Samuel Shaw. You remember Samuel Shaw?
Yes, I do. He's all tatted up and creepy with a mustache and an apron now.
Angel...
He's still got that serial killer thing going.
Mm-hmm. Angel Garza, which was Garza Jr., Bronson Reed, which was Jonah Rock, and Jacqueline,
it's Joaquin.
Joaquin. I always get that wrong. Joaquin Wild, which was DJ Z.
One thing I really liked about this was they actually have, like, the FKA, formerly known as, and they had their indie names with the NXT names. So that was a really nice little touch to just introduce them to the audience, where it's like, hey, you might have known them as this, but now they're this, to kind of sort of tie that correlation together. So I thought that was really well done. But yeah, this should be a lot of fun. This should be very interesting, because we're going to get to see some new faces / old faces. Definitely some new names. A lot of good wrestling.
Mm-hmm. We got a video, a vignette on Mia Yim profiling her background, being Korean and Black, and tough times she had, or Asian Black, whatever. It was a nice video package. Talked about her history.
It was a nice little introduction to get her to know her better, and to demonstrate why she is the HBIC in charge.
Zia Lee defeated Tanaira Conti. Saw a little match.
It was good. It was very entertaining.
The Street Profits did their celebrating on the streets.
With their cups. And, you know, they were very excited and they were very happy, as they should be.
And then you had your main event, The Undisputed Era versus Breeze, Dream, and Riddle, which saw Roderick Strong pin the North American champion, Velveteen Dream.
There was so much to unpack in this match. Mm-hmm. So many things to unpack. But this was super, super good. Loved everything about this.
Very enjoyable. So, that's NXT.
So I say we take our first break of the evening. And when we come back, we'll be talking SmackDown. And we're talking a little bit of Stomping Grounds. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Did you know you can use the Port of Creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have an Amazon Prime available and you know you'd like to sub here on Twitch, you can get a free Twitch subscription. All you have to do is link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch account, and then hey, you can subscribe to any channel you like. But we'd really like it if you do it here, so please, please, please do that. And you can check that at the purple button above the screen. So we got through the news, we got through Fortnite, and now we're gonna do Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I have one lone tweet. Actually, a pair. Ninja, I am finally back home and I am exhausted. I have an eye appointment tomorrow just to get a checkup, and then the grind co-continues. Dr. Lupo, let's smash tomorrow.
Wait.
And also play video games.
Wait.
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 That's all I got.
Ninja, I have peeked at Cloak's in this picture of them culling up on a love sack. Avery, hands off my man. Ninja, I'll fight you. Dr. Lupo, I'll fight you all. Jello wrestling. Avery, I'll bring the Speedos.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a thing. Valkyrie, Ninja, Lupo, Tim, and Lexia, Cloaksy have all seen my bedroom, and there's a pile of trash in the corner because our trash can at the 100 Thieves house filled up too quickly, and now I'm stressed because they all saw my dirty room, and that's their first impression, and they won't ever unsee / smell it. Ninja, didn't want to tweet about it, but... she continues, I didn't expect guests. Please unsee and unsmell. Thank you. It's great. Love interactions on Twitter. Let's see. Laserbeam. I'm so sleep deprived. Pretty sure I thought I was winning the entire time. Nick830. I hear you were close to winning, but then some sweaty tryhard shot your sky base down and messed up your game. Some people. He was trying so hard to do stupid stuff in the, Creator Showdown. He was trying to build a ramp, the sky base over the platform where you get the points.
Yeah.
And it got shot down. Kurt Angle, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Still waiting on a call from my son, Jason. All my other kids wish me happy Father's Day. Jason, you have until midnight or your mom's going to ground you for a week. He did eventually reach out on Twitter and said happy Father's Day.
Eventually.
Trevor May, who you got winning the program? He has Action Jackson. Ha 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 ha. JK, JK, GLGL. Trevor, PJ goes, sad face. Trevor, did you win? Was I wrong? Marcel, he was hiding in a bush, Trevor, Dr. Lupo, and I clapped him. And his response was, oh, come on, Paul.
I almost would have paid money just for the Rocam more than the gaming, because the amount of crap that was supposedly being talked during this was nothing short of obscene. Because they put Lupo and Tim and Ninja and Courage, I think, all right there together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there was just an obscene amount of shit being talked, and I wish I could have seen it.
Ewok, hey, Dr. Lupo and Jordan Fisher, thanks for the free kills. Just kidding. GG, I couldn't have asked for a better bunch of people. You both learned how to sign with me and made me feel so welcome at the Pro-Am. You both helped me make this one of the most memorable weekends of my life.
She is so adorable. I love her so much. Like, they were all so sweet with her. And what was really cool, you don't know who Ewok is. Ewok is a pro gamer. And she is 100% deaf.
She's 13 years old, too.
She's 13 years old. She is insanely good at gaming. And they were all so sweet with her. And they were hanging out with her. And they were playing games with her. And Epic, like, she put out a tweet basically saying how Epic made sure that, like, everything was exactly how she needed it for her to be able to play. Because she uses some of the special functionalities of the game to be able to play the game. Because, again, she can't hear. So, yeah. It was just really sweet and really cool. And she's adorable. I love her.
Speaking of, it was Jordan Fisher. It was an honor to be chased all around across paradise and then ultimately clapped by you. Sweet girl. We love you. And then she goes, the scene of me chasing you like was like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, that was the other thing. She hunted Jordan Fisher down. Like, she's this sweet, cute, adorable girl who just is a beast in the game. And she legit hunted Jordan Fisher down. Like, he was trying to get away from her. And she just chased him all over the desert. It was insane. She wanted that. She wanted that bad. It's awesome.
Courage. JD. I just sat down on a heated toilet seat for the first time in my life. Everything just changed. I'm buying one immediately. My cheeks feel like they are being kissed by the sun. Life is truly only downhill from here. Golden Boy. Get yourself a bidet and a heated toilet seat. Game changer. Mrs. Dr. Lupo. We may have been researching how much these cost. Courage. My dad is a plumber. I asked him to tell me how much they cost. LOL. He is going to install one. Great minds think alike. Ha ha. Dr. Lupo, depends on which one you get. I'm looking at one with ambient lighting that will also sing to me while I poo. This isn't a joke tweet. I'm 100% serious. Go ahead.
Isn't that a whole toilet, though? That's not a seat?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, because, like, I know the ambient lighting one and that sings to you and everything, which is real.
Because, Jordan Fisher, Ben, that one's being installed in my house in 2 weeks.
Yeah. these are a special group of people that we like. What can I say? Yeah, because they were all talking about it when they came back from LA. They were like, oh my god, this singing toilet. I'm like, you've never seen one before?
Mm-hmm. And finally, when WWE Studios teams up with Netflix, that can only mean one thing. It's the main event. No way, Jose. Question, does that mean me, Cedric Alexander, and Gorgeous, and the real EC3 will be in it? Hashtag main event.
Okay, all right. No. So we need to talk about this for a second because we forgot one thing in the news.
Huh.
We forgot to congratulate Rockstar Spud, who got married today. So congratulations to him on his nuptials. The wedding pictures were very adorable. But what was even better was all the pictures from the goddamn bachelor party that happened. Because apparently, and I need video of it, maybe I don't, but where is my ride-along of Braun Strowman, EC3, and Drake Maverick? I need that in my life. If somebody at WWE could kindly put a camera in their car and film the shenanigans that occur, I would very much appreciate it. And air it on the network. Please air it on the network. Unedited. That would be amazing.
Speaking of Drake Maverick, we're going to do a quick, and I mean a quick, SmackDown Throwdown.
Welcome everyone to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
The best in the world!
Because this man took the championship he won on SmackDown by defeating R-Truth after dressing up as Carmella and getting the roll-up win, and then his, Lindsay will explain it. He won the 24/7 championship to Drake Maverick and then took it to his wedding and was wearing the belt during the wedding and taking pictures with it. And he was being eyed up by one of Matt Hardy's children. Speaking of, congrats to Matt Hardy. Him and Rebby are expecting their third child.
Yes, good for them. Congratulations. But yeah, no. So when Drake Maverick won the title, I'm just really curious. Did anybody else see the fake titties laying on the ground? Or was I the only one? Like, the hyper-realistic fake titties. Did anybody see them?
I forgot to go back. You forgot to tell me to go back and watch it.
Go back and watch it. Did anybody else? Was I legit the only person that saw that?
I think you might be.
Okay, all right. If you saw them, please tweet me at Linsward. Let me know if you saw them. LINSWRD. You can also tweet at Rock Radio Show and Wild Talk Radio. I was. Okay, so basically, Drake dressed up as Carmella because Truth ran out to the parking lot. He's looking to get away. He's looking for Carmella, and and Rudy Charles just happens to be there. And so Carmella, in quotations, walks up, and Truth's like, you know, what happened to you? Did you shrink? And then Drake takes off. And I mean, he's got the wig, he's got the hat, he's got the boobs, he's got the whole thing going on, the midriff showing. Like, he committed to this. And he takes off the wig and he's like, hi, Truth. And then the two of them fight. And I don't know at what point, but at some point, the boobs came out. Drake Maverick had a wardrobe malfunction on national television. His boobs come flying out. They're laying on the pavement there. And I mean, you know, I don't know who or where these came from in terms of what they were. I mean, they could have just gotten, like, they're called cutlets, where you just stuff them into a bra and they lift your boobs up. I know this is way too much information, but you just stuck them in there and they lift things. They could have just gotten those and that would have been completely fine, but for whatever reason, somebody got, like, little fake boobs with nipples and everything. And they're just, at one point, they come flying out and they're laying on the ground as Drake Maverick wins the title. Because you see them when he pins Truth for the title. And then when he wins, he's like, yes, I'm the champion. And he's screaming. And Truth's like, no, you can't have my title. You can't have my title. And some, I forget how it comes out, but basically Drake Maverick's like, I'm getting married on Thursday. And then he jumps in the car and he leaves. And Truth's like, Carmella didn't say she was getting married. The commitment. This is so awesome. But the important thing is there were fake tittles on the ground, and apparently I'm the only person that noticed these things.
Nope, there they are. There they are. Yep, they're there. Then Truth sits on them. Yep.
Yeah, they were. They were anatomically correct.
Yep, they're right there. He then sat on them. Yep. That's why you don't notice them at first. He sits on them. Sitting here watching on my television. They're right there. Yep, that happened.
Drake Maverick had a wardrobe malfunction, ladies and gentlemen, on SmackDown Live.
Because his shirt came up, they fell out, and boom. There you go. But that's SmackDown Throwdown. We're now talking about Stompagrounds live this Sunday on the WWE Network. What do we got?
Oh, there's no fancy intro. There's no nothing. We're just going hard in.
Yep. Go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork to post your pick starting tomorrow.
We don't even get, you know, foreplay, y'all. We just get, like, hard in.
Just gonna smack it right in.
No, no foreplay, no nothing,
nope,
man.
We're gonna go right to it.
We're going right to it. All right. So we're starting with the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. They are on the line as Daniel Bryan and Rowan, your Planets Tag Team, are taking on Heavy Machinery. Is this for the title?
Yep.
I want Heavy Machinery to win.
I can't wait for Daniel Bryan versus Otis. You have no idea how much I'm looking forward to two of them fighting.
This is going to be so ridiculous and so great and so awesome. Like,
I don't care about anything else really on the show other than Daniel Bryan versus Otis. You have no idea how excited I am for this.
It's just Otis. Like, freaking Otis, man. Like, he's amazing. Oh, he was also at the bachelor party, apparently.
Oh, God.
This is, again, why I need video of this, because yeah. EC3 posted video of him singing karaoke.
Of course. But this will be a fun little match. They're not going to... The crowd will be interesting here, because this is in Washington. Daniel Bryan's supposed to be the heel, so they'll probably do something to get him booed, because Heavy Machinery and the baby faces, whatever. To me, Bryan and Rowan retain the belts. It's too early for them to drop the belts. But I want to see more of this, depending... Hopefully, a match is really good, and we get more of it. Especially, give me a one-on-one matchup, Otis and Bryan. That'd be cool.
I just need a feud. Otis and Bryan, just do it.
That'd be cool. Alright, so who you got?
I really want Heavy Machinery.
Then pick them.
But I know they're not gonna win.
But does that really matter?
No,
Go with your heart. What does your heart tell you?
Heavy Machinery.
Okay, so she's going Heavy Machinery. 8-Ball, will Heavy Machinery win the SmackDown Tag Team titles? Most likely. See? You and 8-Ball. One and the same tonight so far.
It's a whore. It lies. I love you, Eric. This is not a reflection of you. Otis is just more fun.
But you never know. Rowan likes his own fun.
Yeah, we don't need Rowan having his own fun. We all know what his own fun consists of.
Creepy
things happen.
All right, next.
Up next, you have the WWE Cruiserweight Championship on the line as Tony Nese takes on Tozawa and Drew Gulak, who at some point became everybody's dad. I'm not quite sure when that happened. But yeah, this should be a really, really fun match. You got three of the top names on 205 Live competing for the title. It should be incredibly entertaining.
I'd pull Drew Gulak and I would vote for him, but I don't see him winning. Like, to me, he's the best character they have because he's so versatile. He can do serious. He can do a little bit. He does it all. Like, and he's really good in the ring. So to me, he's the best character they have for 205 Live right now. But I don't think Tozawa's winning it. He's just a name to be put in the match to make it really good. Tony Nese has his abs, and that's his deal. I'm going Tony Nese to retain, but Drew Gulak winning wouldn't be the worst idea. Who you got?
You know what? I'm going to go with Tony Nese to retain just because I don't watch it enough to really talk about it. But again, I got to agree. I love Drew Gulak, so Gulak would be a good choice.
Hey, 8-Ball, will Gulak win the Cruiserweight title this Sunday on the WWE Network? Yeah!
Hey!
All right, next.
Up next, you have the New Day.
That's
Woods and E taking on Owens and Zayn in what promises to be a smack talk filled pancake fest.
Owens and Zayn have been losing a lot on television. They have been one-upped by the New Day lately. They've been one-upped by pretty much anyone they've been in the ring with. I think this is going to be a match where Owens and Zayn send the message, because I think Owens should be back in the title picture going forward. So Owens getting the win for his team over a member of the New Day would probably be the best scenario out of them all, because New Day doesn't need this win. I think Owens and Zayn need this win to establish themselves back with some credibility right now, because it's been the other way lately, so I'm going Owens and Zayn on that one.
I feel like to sort of cement them in terms of what they're doing right now, you need to have them pick up a victory, and what a better place to do it than Stomping Grounds. This also will make sure that Xavier and E are sort of out of contention for the steel cage match, or at least puts them as questionable so they can't necessarily come and help Kofi. Not that they would, because, you know, it's a steel cage match, but still, it, you know, if them winning, that questions, you know, or that makes it all but certain that they'll probably show up at some point during that match. So I would say Kevin and Sammy probably do need the win. I'll agree with that.
Hey, 8-Ball, will New Day be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn? Yes, definitely. So he did not agree with us.
Or
next.
For the United States Championship, you have Liquid Sunshine and Rainbow and Smiles and Adorableness, a.k.a. Ricochet, taking on the Samoan Murder Machine, Samoa Joe, who is your U.S. champion. Mind you, he's U.S. champion because Rey Mysterio handed him the title and was like, here you go, bye. Which I didn't even know was a thing. I didn't know you could relinquish the title to someone. I thought you just were like, hey, I'm done, I'm out. Here you go, Mr. Authority Person or Miss Authority Person. Here's my title, I'm leaving, peace out. And then they have attorney. I didn't actually realize that you could, you know, just like vacate your title and hand it to somebody.
Apparently you can. This should be really good.
This should be entertaining as hell. There should be lots of incredible things that we've never seen Ricochet do before and things that we have seen Ricochet do before. Same thing with Joe. I expect this to be incredibly physical. He's going to try and ground Ricochet, but at some point Ricochet is going to get up on that top turnbuckle and then he's just going to fly.
I kind of want to go Ricochet.
I feel like Ricochet needs it.
I think he needs the belt.
He needs the win.
He needs the win. And he needs the belt would help him, though. It'd make it... It could help reestablish the belt, because right now, with everything that's been going on with it, with him and Ray, with Joe and Ray, it's been lost in the shuffle. I think getting the belt on Ricochet would, one, sort of move on from that program. Two, it would put Ricochet in a position where every week he can defend the title or be in a good match being the U.S. champion. He can make it a championship that has some credibility again. Not to say Joe is not giving it credibility, but the storyline he had with Ray, it didn't bring enough credibility to the championship, especially with, as you mentioned, the vacating of the title and handing it back. It hasn't helped. So putting it on someone new would do wonders for it. So I'm going Ricochet.
I'm going to say Ricochet needs the win. I feel like you said, you can do more with him as champion, because you can have him fight big guys. You can have him fight small guys. I honestly wouldn't mind seeing somehow they make it happen. Ricochet and Ali getting together on that title a little bit. And having just a little bit of a tussle over it.
Mm-hmm. But Ali's on SmackDown.
There's a wild card rule. Mm. It could happen that they could just wave that magic wand and, you know, poof, there it is. But I mean, I feel like, not to knock Samoa Joe, but Samoa Joe is always better without a title, at least in terms of WWE, the way that they book him. So while he's been a fine champion, I feel like you could give it to Ricochet and it would be just a little bit better and a little bit more versatility.
Magic 8-Ball, will Ricochet win the United States Championship? It is decidedly so. 8-Ball is saying yes to everything so far.
All right. It's trying to curry favor.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we have Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre in a grudge match from SmackDown Live.
It's a WrestleMania rematch.
Because we all needed to see this again.
I'm going Drew McIntyre. Here's why.
He needs it.
One, he needs it. Two, the story is about Roman Reigns overcoming odds. And because I see this commercial at least once a week on Monday Night Raw, with Extreme Rules coming to Philadelphia, their next pay-per-view, and it's going to be a handicap match with Drew and Shane versus Roman, that's where you have Roman overcome the odds, where he can finally get both of them in the ring at the same time. Shane will play a big factor in the ending of this matchup. Drew McIntyre will get the win over Roman Reigns, because Roman doesn't need it. Drew needs it, especially if that's the story you're going to tell.
Yeah, you need to start boosting Drew just a little bit. You don't want to have him be Shane's lackey. Like, he's in a really good position right now because he is with Shane. He's getting a lot of airtime. He's getting a lot of exposure. But at some point, you need to start to break Drew out back on his own again. So, I feel like a win could help him here. Like you said, Shane and the boys are going to be really heavy involved in this. And that's what's going to lead to the potential triple threat. So, yeah, I'll go with Drew on this.
Hey, 8-Ball, will Roman Will Roman Reigns win on Sunday? No. There you go. Next.
Up next, you have your Raw Women's Championship on the line as Becky Lynch is taking on Lacey Evans for the title.
Could be really good, or it could be really bad. Depends which Lacey Evans we see. I enjoyed their first encounter. I think Lacey's gotten better. She had an odd matchup with Charlotte, but that's just a mixture of styles that didn't work so well. Becky's a good foil for her. They play well off each other. You don't take the belt off of Becky yet. Go on, Becky.
I have to go with Becky. It's just not... I feel like you need to build Lacey up a little bit more. I'm not 100% convinced on her. Like, she's done okay in this feud, but Becky can hold on to it for a little bit longer. I mean, it's fine. And before you give it to someone else.
Yeah, before you give it to someone else. And yeah, she needs it. So, there you go. Hey, April, will Becky Lynch retain this title on Sunday? Outlook looks good.
Hey!
Next.
Oh, so I just love Becky's champion. In the SmackDown Women's Championship match, we have a much more heated feud between Bayley and Alexa Bliss for the women's title there. And I can promise you Nikki Cross is going to play a factor
She's going to play a factor in this one. And there's no stupid stipulation that will cause them trouble, like the match they had about a year ago or so with when it was this... Whatever match they were trying to do with the Singapore cane and whatever, there's no stupid gimmick. This is straight up wrestling. This should be good. If they play well with each other, this will be a good, really good matchup. You just put the bell on Bayley. Alexa is from Raw, so she's not going to win the SmackDown title. Nikki could accidentally cost Alexa. That could cause some problems, even though I like them as a pairing. Go on, Bayley retains.
Bailey's going to hold on to it some way, somehow. Either Nikki's already got Alexa figured out and she's going to reveal her plans at Stomping Grounds, or, yeah, Nikki costs Alexa. But there's no need to take the title off of Bailey just yet. Like you said, she just got it. And unless they're going to move Alexa permanently to SmackDown, she doesn't need the title.
A-Ball, will Alexa Bliss move to SmackDown and win the SmackDown Women's Championship? Not so good.
All right, I guess Bailey's retaining. Up next, we have Kofi Kingston taking on Dolph Ziggler in a steel cage match. This is a revisit from Super Showdown. And, I mean, this match was fine at Super Showdown. It was, like, it wasn't, like, super duper exciting, but it was a good match. It was very, shouldn't say very entertaining. It was entertaining. I mean, it was fine. That's the best I could, it was forgettable, I will say that.
Kofi wins.
Yeah, Kofi's gonna win.
A-Ball, will Kofi retain the title on Sunday? Don't count on it. Because here's the thing. It's nothing against Dolph, but he's being brought back to elevate Kofi. He's not gonna win the championship. And him's crybaby attitude is just not interesting. It should have been me. It should have been me. It should have been you. And shutting up just gets over. It gets really annoying in the wrong kind of annoying. If you could feel for the character, that's one thing. I don't feel, like, I can't connect and feel sorry for Dolph. Because what we're hearing from him is lies. It's not really true. So to me, it's like, eh. I can't connect, I can't dive into believing what Ziggler's saying. So, that's why I'm going Kofi.
Yeah, it's, again, Kofi's doing fine as champion. There's no reason to take it off of him. And honestly, Ziggler's champion, I hate to say that, does nothing for me. Like, it does absolutely nothing for me, especially with what he's got going on right now, where he's super ultra whiny. It's just like, no, please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Then your main event.
Did you do the A-Ball?
Yeah, don't count on it.
Okay. In your main event, you have your Universal Championship on the line as Seth Rollins is taking on Baron Corbin for the title. Baron Corbin is bringing his own ref, with which we still don't know who that is. That's a nice carryover from this week, where on Raw and SmackDown, we had Seth Rollins running around with a chair attacking everybody he could find to make sure that Baron Corbin couldn't pick them as a referee. And while that leaves a bunch of question marks in terms of who Baron Corbin could pick for his ref, and then there's also the threat of Brock Lesnar that's always looping. I really like how they're telling this story. It's nice the way that they're carrying it through.
Yeah. Make this Bray Wyatt and all things will be fun and exciting.
Yeah, you'll get to hear me cry.
But Bray would be the ultimate choice to be the special ref. Because he plays no favor either way. Because Baron could think he has Bray on his side, but which Bray do you get? Happy Bray? Evil Bray? It would be a great introduction to the character if you put him in a role right away where he's seen in the main event picture, and he can be gunning for Rollins, say, SummerSlam. So it would put Bray in a position. Do I expect it to be Bray? No. It could be something really random. I've seen one theory. It could be Becky Lynch. I mean, if they're really going to play up the relationship, then they could do that, but I don't want to see that.
Please don't. Please. Can we actually just stop playing up Seth and Becky's relationship? Like, they're super cute, and I love them, but it's like their relationship is their relationship, and the fact that they're continuing to put this more and more into storyline...
Means it's going somewhere.
They better goddamn get married at this point because of the way that they're putting this out there. Because, you know, it's like we got denied Nikki and Cena, so it's like they need a new it couple aside from Miz and Maryse. So it's like we're going with Beth and Seth, or Beth and, good lord, Becky and Seth.
Beth and
there Ed. We go.
Beth
there it Ed. Is. Beth and I almost said Beth and Seki for a second. I was like, no, that's not right. But yeah, it's, can we downplay this relationship just a little bit and put it sort of on the back burner and let Becky be Becky and let Seth be Seth? Like, can we please, please do that? I understand why they're doing it, but let's not monetize their love, okay? Let's just leave them alone.
Seth Rollins wins, by the way.
Seth Rollins is winning. I would fully expect Paul Heyman to kind of come out and screw with Rollins during this match. I would almost, if it is Bray Wyatt... as the special guest referee, and this is me, I would love to see Bray cost Corbin the match. He just takes out Corbin.
That'd be fine.
And he just stands there laughing at Seth.
That'd be fine. 8-ball, will Seth Rollins retain on Sunday? 8-ball, will Baron Corbin win Sunday? All right, Seth Rollins is retaining.
That's, all right, there you go.
That's facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Starting tomorrow, you can make your picks.
All right, so I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Yep.
All right, you got plugs, so plug away.
Coming up next, Fortnite with friends. We're doing prop hunt. Yeah, boy.
This is going to be fun, y'all.
It's gonna be fun.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So stay here, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio. We're going to do something fun, exciting, and probably the biggest greater than great debate we've ever done. Yep, it's a thing. Start Saturday, midnight-ish. CBRadioLive.com, greaterthangreatdebate.com. Sunday, they'll be back to review Stomping Grounds right after the show ends on Russell Talk Radio. Monday nights, we're all posted at 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the 7-year show. 7-year show.
It's been 7 years since we started this show. That's insane.
So, there you go. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive. If you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime, which means you can subscribe for free. If you'd like to support the channel, use creator code ROCKETSUCK in the Fortnite item shop. Oh, also, do me a favor. Sunday morning, if you have nothing going on, go to twitch.tv/DrLupo. Watch his stream. It's going to be exciting and fun. It's all for charity. Twitch.tv/DrLupo. Make sure you follow at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWRD. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, youtube.com/MBG1211. That's MBG Films. And for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And sit tight. We will be right back as we squat up for Fortnite with friends and prop hunt. And like he said, go check out twitch.tv/DrLupo on Sunday morning. He's raising money. He wants to hit $1 million. And if he hits $1 million, y'all, he's going to do Ninja's Pom Pom Dance. He has the overlays and everything. So please let us get him there because I need to see this ridiculousness. I have my dono lined up. Do you? Because, you know, it all goes to a good cause. It's all going to St. Jude.
It is all going to a great cause, which is the best part about it.
So everybody tune in. Everybody donate what you can. Cool. If you can. If you can't donate, don't feel bad. Please don't feel bad. But yes, if you're able to give, please, please give and please be generous.
And
so
before we go, speaking of Dr. Lupo, he knows how to snipe.
There's another one. Lindsay Ward tagged me in the Ninja Flavor Push Pop. You guys are all using the same.
Her name was mentioned on his stream.
I made him a thing and he saw it and he called me out on a stream. I screamed at work. It was awesome. So anyway, yeah. So everybody, sit tight. We'll be right back. But till then, this has been The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Bye! And your decision to hide. Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong.
WildTalkRadio.com.